And what's good, y'all? Welcome back. Hey, it's your boy Shani Sean coming back to you again on another Monday. I hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week, y'all, and you already know what time it is. It's March, you know, middle of March. It's March Madness, y'all, bro. March Madness is here. It is right around the corner. And I'm just like, so excited. I got my brackets, you know, my multiple brackets signed out. I got, you know, teams who I want to win all the way. And just hopefully I get most of, you know, my picks right on who wins and who and all the upsets. Man, March Madness is back, y'all, because it wasn't here last year. And I'm just so happy. Just so extremely happy. And then next thing, the weather. The weather is beautiful, y'all. It's starting to warm up. Seems like we got this cold stage. I'm feeling good. I can wear, you know, short sleeve shirts. I can throw my windbreakers on right now. I feel good. So hopefully this lasts. Hopefully, you know, we starting to turn into spring now. Well, I mean, it's about that time anyways. So, but anyways, y'all, we gonna commence into the question of the day. And I want to say shout out to my girl, Maya. Maya said, who is your favorite slept on artist? Thank you for the question, Maya. And to answer that question, I don't know if he slept on, you feel me? But, I mean, is anyone really, I feel like people should be hit to Jid, you know? So, like, I don't think he slept on. I don't think Jid slept on. I'm trying to think who slept on. I don't think the artists that, like, my favorite artists, I don't think they slept on. I mean, what slept on mean they don't really listen to them, Sean. Okay. Well, I listen to, like, a lot of, you know, people who, that, like, really just don't hear about. So, like, Mac Aries, like he's really, he's good. Jid, always cool, man. I'm, like, starting to listen to him more. Who else? I can't remember the last time he made music, but I definitely was listening to him heavily. Charlie Puth is my dude, man. Definitely. He definitely really be on it. And then I feel like people gonna hate me for this. People gonna click off. But like, I know he's not getting the respect he deserves right now, but my man Tory really, he really that guy, y'all. I know, don't hang up. People gonna be like, what? This man like Tory. Oh, we can't mess with this dude. Canceled. Nah, for real. Tory album that just like came out, it was a cool bop. It was cool. It wasn't like Drake. You feel me? Drake really dropped that thing. Oh, and Bruno. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, y'all. I just had a music breakdown. It was so good. It was, had some good music came out recently. And then big Lotto with the remix of the beatbox. All right, let me stop. We gonna commit to the main topic, and the topic for today is humble. You know how we do, breaking it down in three sections: grow, give, and go. With grow, I'll just give y'all an example. With me, you already know my ultimate goal, what I want to do. I want to be a late night talk show host. That's the ultimate goal. So humble helps me grow. Humble helps me see that I know there's a lot of people better than me. So let me study them. Let me see what they do. Let me see how they shows work. One late night talk show host that I look up to a lot is Arsenio Hall. I love the Arsenio Hall show. It was just something about it, man. It was just so good. And I just loved how he bring so much culture into it. It was so relaxed. It was so chill. Jimmy Fallon. The late Saturday Night Live. Jimmy Kellen. Like, those shows, like, just studying the game. And, you know, being a sponge. Soaking that knowledge in, you know, watching them and studying them, and also hearing other people. You know, because with late night talk show, you got to be a good communicator. So let's look at, you know, public speakers around my area. Let me hear from them. Let me soak in the knowledge and wisdom that they give me. And, you know, it's always, there's this funny slang, and it says, be the dumbest person in the room. And what it means by that is not saying that you're dumb, not saying that I'm dumb, but you want to be around people who really like on their game, who it's part of being the sponge. Because you don't know a lot, you don't have a lot of experience, and you're confused, but you're learning. So if you be around the people who already done it, who's already successful, who's already have experience, you're learning the game and you're learning it quickly. And then you're growing. And then you're moving. And we're moving forward, and then we're accomplishing things, and we're being successful, and we're pushing forward to be the best at whatever we do. And then when we keep on growing and growing, it's time to give. Like a sponge, like I told you, I'm a sponge, so I'm soaking up all the knowledge to where I'm overflow and liquid is dripping out of me. So with that part of me being so full, I want to squeeze some of that out. And I want to squeeze that wisdom, that knowledge, that experience onto someone else, you know? I want to give back. I want to give back to the next generation, you know, because the future, the next generation is the future. So you want to give back, you know, whether it's, you know, me, you know, giving advice to another kid who's interested of being a late night talk show host, or a public speaker, or maybe an actor, you know, or maybe he just needs some man-to-man talk about life, talk about growing up to being an African-American, you know, growing up, you know, having those type of talks. With humble, it helps you give back. That's a portion of giving back. Another portion is when you become big and when you become successful and when you're accomplishing things, whether it be little goals to big goals, we have to give back. We have to thank the people who helped us along the way. And people, you cannot say no one helped you. No one helped you become the person you are today, or no one helped you become on where you're at today. It's impossible. It might not be one of your family members, might not be a teacher, but someone helped you. Shoot, it can be, hey, I watched this video and it helped me move to the next level. Okay, thank that person. Thank that YouTuber who helped you get to the next level. There's not, you can never be successful on your own. It's impossible. It's so impossible to be successful on your own. It's so impossible to do work on your own because it never happens. There's always someone there to help you. Someone there to help you. It might not be a physical person saying, hey, do this and this and that. No. Like I said, you probably watch something to learn or something to gain experience on. You can never be successful on your own. So we have to give thanks. we have to get thanks for the people who helped us along the way, because they helped us in this part of our lives to become where we at today. And then lastly, go. Repeat step one and two over and over and over again. Because we're still growing, y'all. We're not perfect. You know, we still got growing to do. And with me, I want to be a late night talk show host. So I'm growing. I'm studying the game. I'm giving, you know, people who are interested in that career field, hey, if you want to think about doing a podcast, I'm here. I'm going to give you the best advice to give you, you know. Because I ain't going to hold you from the jump. I ain't know nothing about podcasts. I ain't know none of that. But I had to learn. You know, no one didn't help me with it. But I watched some YouTube videos. I listened to some other podcasters, you know. And it helped me create an idea. Okay, this is how a podcast should be. This is how it should be set up. And then go from there. Now, you know, you see what I do in my podcast. You know, I give advice. So, I'm going to feed that wisdom and knowledge to y'all. Wow, that's so good. I'm giving right now. I'm giving y'all my wisdom and my knowledge. I'm giving you, hopefully, guidance, you know, with these episodes. I try to. But that's literally, I'm doing what I'm trying to tell y'all right now is give. And, of course, I thank everybody who helped me along the way. With this show, you already know, I say it, well, I haven't said it a lot this past season, but definitely last season, shout out to Nate Russell, shout out to Brandon Jenkins, shout out to Jordan Burns, because without them, Shine Shine Money would never exist. And then I do the same thing over and over again, because we want to be the best at everything that we do, and we want to become the best person that we were created to be. And go beyond that. But a problem that we do is we let the accomplishments and us, you know, growing and us accomplishing things, we tend to lose our humbleness. We tend to not give thanks for the people who helped us along the way. And instead of being humble, we become cocky. Instead of being humble, we become more selfish. Instead of being humble, we become more entitled. And we feel like we deserve it all. We don't. Because we had to start somewhere to grow and make it to the top. And we create a selfish mentality in a negative way. We can't be like that. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, it says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. But be humble and think of others as better than yourself. And we go back to 2003, y'all, to the movie Love Don't Cost a Thing, when Paris was teaching Alvin the game on how to be cool and how to dress like this and how to act like this and how to say like this to be a part and be cool with the cool kids, so he won't get this title of being called a nerd. And so he did all this and this and that, and he became cool, and he became cocky and felt like he was better than Paris. But Paris taught Alvin the game, but now Alvin thinks that he is better than Paris. We go back to the book of Genesis. Hagar was blessed with a child. Hagar was blessed with a child. And instead of thanking God for this blessing that she received, she was cocky towards Sarah. And because of that, her child had to deal with her consequences. Had to deal with her actions, all because she didn't want to be humble. Because you want to be cocky towards a person who couldn't even have a child. Physically, it wasn't possible for her. We go back to Martin and Gina. When Martin flexing to his boys like, yeah, you know, I said on my show, when my girl Gina, she do everything what I tell her to do. When I tell her to jump, she say, ha ha. And then they had an argument back at home. And Martin wasn't humble. But Martin was afraid to tell the truth, though. I don't get that one. And I think that's another thing. Does that create a fear in us? But anyways, Martin did all that and had an argument with his wife. Well, not wife at the time, girlfriend, Gina. And Gina was about to leave. And Martin humbled himself real quick. Gina, I'm sorry. You won, babe. Dang. All because you want to be cocky and want to flex in front of the people that was lit tuning into his radio station and flex in front of his boys, Tommy and Cole. Why are we trying to flex? Why are we trying to impress people? Why in Love Don't Cost a Thing? We try to be cocky and create this like, oh yeah, you know, man, Paris, man, she ain't none. I'm better than her. But at the end of the day, that's not who you are. That's not who you are. Humble yourself. And I think that happens when we get this type of praise, or when we get this type of accomplishment, and when we go to the next stages in our life and we become more successful, we can tend to lose ourselves. We can tend to not be true to who we really are. And that's a problem. That's an issue. And guys, we can't let that happen. We can't let that happen. Humble yourself. Grow. Study the game. Be the best you that you can be. Shoot. Whatever you want to do. Whether it's professional sports, a doctor, a counselor, a principal, a mayor. Shoot, the president. If you want to be that, go be that. But be humble. Study the game. Of course, grow. We got to grow into be ready and prepared for that position. And when we there and we accomplish great things at that position, give. Thank the people who helped you along the way. Because without them, you wouldn't be in that position you are today. Give to the people who want to be just like you. And pray that they'll be better than you. Give your wisdom and guidance to the next generation because they are the future. And we're not here long on this earth. And go repeat these steps. Because remind y'all, we want to be the best of the best. And then we go beyond that. And then go beyond. But that's it. Humble. We grow. We see what we got to do. We see what we got to do to be better. We learning. We're being a sponge. We're soaking it all in. Give. We're giving back. It helps us become a cheerful giver. Because we love giving and putting time and giving other people wisdom and knowledge and giving people thanks and glory. And go. We keep on moving forward and we keep on doing the same steps over and over. That's life, y'all. But that's it, y'all. We're going to commence into the call-in section, and we actually have our first caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hi, I'm Diamond. I'm from Flint, Michigan.
Hey, young queen. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, let's commence. So, the topic for today, we were talking about, you know, just being humble. So, my question is for you is, do you think people in our generation be humble?
Not at all.
Talk about it.
Not at all. I feel like, I don't know, like, people just be trying to, like, shit on the next person, like, try to, like, talk down. Like, it's a difference between, like, you know, being proud of yourself and then, like, just trying to shit on other people or, like, you know, say something about other people. I feel like social media make it seem like by 21, you gotta have a house and you gotta have a Benz, and if you don't, then you ain't doing life right. And that's just not it. Like, and it's just, like, people always try to say, like, you know, something about the next. Like, humble yourself for real, because, like, all that shit is materialistic for real. Like, that can be took so quick. Like, anything, like, your life can change so fast. Like, your life can change in, like, a minute for real. So, yeah, I don't know. People just always, like, it's good to be proud of yourself and happy for yourself and stuff, but don't shit on the next while you're doing it.
And that's on period, y'all. Y'all better pay attention to her. Represent. Hey, I just want to say thank you, young queen, for being on the show. And definitely, you got to call again.
Of course.
Next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
How you doing? It's Chris Bryant. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. Big C-Bus.
Hey, C-Bus, 614. Yes, my sir. Brother, man. How you been, bro?
Hey, I'm doing amazing. What's up with you?
Hey, man. We just on this episode... talking about humble. And so the question for today is, why is it hard for people to be humble?
That's a great question. To start off, I don't think it's hard to be humble at all. Being humble is as simple as giving props or being generous to those around you, those who have taken care of you. You don't have to know the person to be humble, and I feel that's why I say that it's not even hard to be humble. Some people take into account themselves before others. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but on a much more prideful level, there's a fine line between pride and being humble. Being humble is more of that low-key sense. So a lot of people want to be known and be talked about for the things they do. They want to be noticed. And I think that's why people find being humble so difficult, because it's not about all those that see what you do. It's everything that you do for those and how much it means to them individually. It's more of a more low key, like I said, under the table type of action.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Y'all better. This man, Chris right here, he dropping knowledge. He dropping gems to y'all, man. Y'all better be taking notes. Chris, man, I just want to say thank you. And actually, bro, you are the lucky caller for today. So after the show, send me your Cash App, bro. We about to send you some moolah, bro.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Yes, sir, man. All right, man, you take care.
Hey, same to you.
That is it for your boy, Shiny Sean. Hope y'all enjoyed the episode, and be safe, be smart, be alert, be humble, and most importantly, live life. We'll see y'all next Monday. Have a great week, young kings and queens. It's your boy. We out. Peace.